the competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend. I'm gonna be true to me, my opportunity.
You wanna be on top, 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 top. I missed that opener. The current one set goes like top.
You wanna be on top.
Yeah, and yeah. It sounds like me in like middle school in an argument with my dad. Like, no, what? Top.
Top. Stop.
Stop.
Yeah, like me flirting with Daniel Zamler. Exactly. Very that.
So, welcome to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast. I'm Hillary Sussman. I'm here with my co-host, Amanda Mitchell. See, I did the intros. Notice.
She did it.
I did it.
She did it.
And this week, we are talking about Australia's Next Top Model, Cycles... Six? Episode seven? Sorry. They're all blurring
she
together.
She knows, guys. We're doing cycle six, episode seven, baby. She's doing a good job.
This was a good episode, I thought. Mm-hmm. Our girls are all in their undies for the entire duration of the episode.
Right.
We go from Bond's lingerie to a lingerie shoot in Threadbow.
In Threadbow. Threadbare, more like it.
I want to go to Threadbow.
I want to go to Threadbow. It's like, fun as fuck.
It looks like the Australian take on, like, where do all the rich people go in Colorado to go skiing?
To Aspen.
Aspen.
Like Denver, Boulder, one of those places. Those are all the places.
What's the name of that girl who had a one season arc on Vanderpump Rules?
Vail.
That's what I was trying to come up with.
Wow, guys. You guys, that was an incredible leap and a jump. Like, I cannot believe I forgot Vail, and we got to Vail by thinking about Vanderpump Rules. What? Classic Hillary and Amanda.
Classic. So, this episode is called Fashionably Phrasing.
They were right. That's a good title. That's
did
what
we
happened.
Have, did we have a housekeeping thing? I thought Nick had emailed us that we got something wrong.
Oh, about the beginning of the season, about the, when I said last week about, hold on. I gotta get it open. Where is it?
Nicola! For those of you who are new to the pod, Nick is our intern who sends us all the tea on where the top models are now.
Except that I can't find the email he sent today. Okay, I don't know if I marked it as spam or what the fuck I did. I gotta find that. I'll do that in a second. But yeah, last cycle, the girl who went home in the Cosmo shoot, Leah, did not make the spread. Georgie did, but she was only in the bottom two because the dress was doing all the work, not her.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
So sorry. Corrections Corner. Happy to be here. We live here pretty much.
So let's dive right into the episode. Brittany just went home. And Sophie shows what kind of taste she has by saying, I thought Brittany was, like, gonna win.
Right.
Which makes sense to me.
I laughed so hard when Sophie was like, I think the house is gonna be more dull without Brittany around. Brittany had the personality of a plain bagel.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
the fact
okay.
that you think Brittany is the life of the party tells me everything I have to know about you, so...
Yeah, I don't want to go to parties with Sophie. No, ma'am.
No, thank you.
No,
so
ma'am.
So, we go back to the house, and Sophie and Catherine are, like, sunbathing outside.
Yeah.
Which seems, like, very on brand for Sophie, because her skin is aging rapidly. But Catherine, I feel like she just doesn't really have any other friends in the house besides Sophie, so she's like, I have to use this bonding opportunity, even though I don't like spending time in the sun.
Exactly. She's like, I have no choice... but I have to do this, like, yes. So, good for her. But then a buzz goes off, and guess
beep,
what?
Beep, beep. So many Sarah Mails in this episode.
I loved it. I was like, making up for lost time, bitches. I see you. Mm-hmm. I see you. Because we've had episodes this season that did not have a single Sarah Mail in it. And I felt very
robbed.
Robbed. I'm sorry. My job is to read the Sarah Mail.
But basically, anyway. It's...
I'm written down. I have the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Go right ahead, miss.
Hi, girls. As a model, keeping your body in shape is vital because a model's body is always on display.
The judges and I are... On display. Sorry.
The judges and I are serious about exercise and fitness because it's a big part of a model's career, of a successful model's career. Sophie and Catherine, Alex is waiting for you at the gym. Joanna and Jessica, Charlotte is waiting for you at yoga class. And Kelsey and Amanda, Josh is waiting for you at the dance studio.
This was the most random teach day, and I loved every single minute of it.
I texted Hillary last night, and I said, bitch, get ready for this episode, because I was sleeping. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was stupid, but it was so good.
First of all, Sophie is like, I'm ready to pump iron at the gym, and she calls her biceps Des and Troy, and together they destroy.
That was the most I've liked Sophie all season.
I'm going to use that.
Friendly undoes it like later in a few minutes, but mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to use Des and Troy as the names of my arms.
Are totally, or my tits.
Yes.
So, yeah. Alex Perry is lifting weights at the gym, and he is ripped to the gods. And he basically talks about the importance of like weight training, and is like, I weight train 4 to 5 times a week, and I'm not even a model.
First of all, Alex Perry looks like that. Underneath?
Who knew? I thought he was just like a tiny little
rat man. What the fuck?
And then he puts on a tank top and he's got these buys and tries that he's been hiding under dress shirts for the past 6 seasons.
I truly was like, stop hiding that body. Like, stop not relying on that body, Alex Perry.
And like, the more I learn about Alex Perry, the more I'm like, okay, I guess he could be straight. Like, the fact that he spends so much time at the gym, I'm like, that's straight boy energy. But I don't like it.
I mean, I don't like that trait in a person, in a partner, or a man in general. Like, gym rats are not my favorite type of people.
Ew, no. So he, like, starts them off with some cardio, and then we switch over to Jessica and Joanna, who have just entered, like, a zen garden.
It was gorgeous. And Charlotte's living there looking beautiful.
To go to a yoga class taught by Charlotte Dawson.
I literally said, like, she's teaching the class. I love her.
Queen.
I was so happy.
And also, like, the fact that you know she's struggling with mental illness and she's, like, so... She relies on yoga. I'm just like, of course you do. Like, this is probably so helpful for you right now.
Yeah.
Sad. I almost cried. And then the most fun of the teaches is Josh Flynn in tap shoes and a top hat in the dance studio.
Okay.
Fosse.
This was us.
Jonathan Pease could never.
Jonathan Pease could never be as close. This is the most I've ever loved Josh Flynn.
Step, pop, flat.
First of all, Josh Finn's a good tap dancer.
Josh Finn, like, taught the Steno dance in Thoroughly Modern Millie for his high school production.
God. Did you have to do that?
So...
First of all, I just wrote, like, this is Bring a Denoise and Defunk in my notes.
Bring in Denoise!
Savion Glover, who? So, like, I loved this.
Josh, like, starts teaching the girls some simple steps. We've got a shuffle ball change. We've got some buffaloes. And it's just so fucking cute.
It's so cute, but also daring to have these girls show doing tap dancing. Like, there's a reason why we as a culture don't talk about tap dancing, because tap dancing is fucking hard. This shit's fucking hard.
It's so hard.
And so I was like a little shocked. I was like, that's one of the hardest forms of dance, period.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, to have them start out by doing that, I was like, okay, go off, y'all.
And it builds your calf muscles, honey.
Yes, it do. Like, if you've ever seen, I forget what her name is, but she won Dancing with the Stars.
So you think you can dance.
Her audition where she does the tap routine, I have to look it up. It is this amazing audition tap routine with a girl who wound up winning, and she is one of the, I literally was like, that's the way that you should show how hard tap is, you know? I loved it.
Agreed.
Also, where's So You Think You Can Dance been? Is that coming back?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, it may make it so they couldn't do it last year, but like...
I bet it's coming back. I bet it's coming back.
I hope so.
So you think you can dance. I still will have, like, random, moments of, like, So You Think You Can Dance nostalgia hit me, and I'll have to go on YouTube and watch, like, the bench dance. You know which one I'm talking about. Obviously.
I was going to say the bench dance. Of course I know what you're talking about. Or the
bleeding love dance.
Yes.
That one still fucks me up. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Anyway.
There's so many. Oh, I fucking love that show.
So we check back in on Sophie and Catherine pumping iron, and Sophie is like a gym rat, so this is
Gabby
nothing to
Diaz.
Her.
Her name is Gabby Diaz. So sorry. I had to interrupt. Gabby Diaz. Amazing.
But yeah, Sophie, like, obviously goes to the gym. You can just tell by looking at her.
Look at her, yeah.
But Catherine is more of, like, you know, she's in average shape. She's, like, tiny, but she just doesn't have stamina.
Yeah, she's us. She's thin, but not tall.
Skinny fat.
Which is...
So...
Very that.
We go check in on the yoga girls, and Jessica's, like, weirdly flexible for somebody that's never done yoga before. She gets in, like, a perfect tree pose and looks so serene and gorgeous and graceful. No.
I can't even do fucking downward dog, so.
And then we see Kelsey and Amanda have gone from tap dancing to full crumping. And they're like, yeah, we forgot our moves, but we just decided to improvise today. And so we had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh is giggling with them.
Yeah.
Having probably the time of his life.
Like, this is the most loose we've seen him all season. Like, this is the moment I was like, oh, this is who Josh Flynn is. Like, his hair is not perfectly coiffed anymore. He's not, like, doing the performance thing. Like, this was just seeing Josh as Josh. And I loved seeing Kelsey and Amanda's banter and how they were kind of, like, gave up on the tap because tap is fucking hard, as we said previously.
Ugh, yes.
And I also love, I have to talk about Amanda's tights.
Yeah, please do.
The new tights with the punctuation all over it. Oh my god, where do I get those? With, like, the black printed punctuation.
Right.
They were so fucking cool and so fossy and on brand, bitch. I want those.
It was hot.
Hot. Also, she looked so amazing. So did Kelsey, but Amanda looked like.
Yeah, this whole episode, every time she's in a look, I'm like, jaw on the floor.
I'm like, who are you? I love the fact that we share a name. It's rare that I get an Amanda on this show that I enjoy.
That we actually like.
Like me!
So Josh gives them 110% for performance and negative 25 for technique.
Same.
But at least Amanda broke out of her shell.
Yeah. Finally.
And we learn that tomorrow there's going to be a challenge.
And Amanda and Kelsey are immediate. Like, I just hope that we don't have to do what we just learned in front of the audience, because I would not.
They're like, I already forgot it, so... We'll see what happens. The next day, the girls go to the Metro Theater, and Sarah Murdoch's there with Chris Smith, a.k.a. Danny Minogue's partner.
Chris Smith
is fine.
He smashed me like a piñata. Straight up. I almost said a different verb instead of smash.
Real?
The verb was stuff.
Ew!
Disgusting. I know, that's why I didn't say it. But Chris Smith, unbelievably hot. Apparently married to a future Australia's Next Top Model alumni that we haven't met yet.
Really?
I looked at Wikipedia because you know I had to be like a
So Danny Minogue and him aren't still together? Oh, they split in 2012.
Yeah.
Sad.
So, yeah, but also get a Danny Minogue. You know who Danny Minogue is.
Kylie's sister.
Yeah. Jack did not know Danny Minogue existed. Until she was on Drag Race Australia. Drag Race Down Under. And I was like, you love Kylie Minogue, and you didn't know she had an Ashley Simpson? That doesn't make, I'm sorry, you can't call yourself a fan of Kylie Minogue and not know about Danny.
Yeah, that's weird.
Thank you.
If you know who Kylie Minogue is, you know who Danny Minogue is. Typically. If you're a fan, at least.
Oh, yeah. They usually come in the end. They are just on Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Bury that.
Anyways.
Danny's music is just a little bit better than Kylie's. I love Kylie's music. Don't attack me.
Hot take.
Don't attack me.
So they are going to be working for major international client Bond Two Bras.
So I looked into Bonds, because Bonds no longer exists.
Makes sense.
Bonds is kind of like a Hanes, or like a jockey type
of... Okay. Yeah, you find it at Kohl's.
Yeah, it's now a subsidiary of Hanes. It was purchased by Hanes.
Okay.
So it makes sense. But it used to be like a store, and then they stopped making clothes in 2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're also going to be working with rock band Evermore, which I haven't heard of in 1,000 years.
You've heard of this band?
Yeah.
I had never heard of this band, Hillary. This is a rare occasion. Tell me about Evermore.
I just remember hearing about them in, like, middle school. People were into Evermore.
Who? Me.
I don't know. I've just unlocked a memory.
I don't believe.
They're all really hot.
Yeah, they were all...
They all have, like, boy band, like, chiseled like, cheekbones.
Do that for hair. Like, very yeah, bad.
Good facial structures.
Yeah, they're all cute. One of the guys...
One has glasses, because he's a smart one.
Of course. The drummer, I believe, now is, like produces a lot of music for, like, famous Australian people, but also famous American people. Which is good. And British people.
Good for him.
Good for him.
The girls...
People who are big in America. That, too.
The girls learn a choreographed dance, and they are going to be performing... on stage while the boys play in front of a live studio audience of, like, 1,000 people.
Yeah, and I was really confused by this challenge. I was like, why? Why?
Yeah. Why? What was the point? Why are we doing choreography this week?
I guess I was like, so... okay. That's
we haven't really had this kind of teach/challenge before.
Not in a long time. Not on this show.
Not on Australia. Definitely on top America's. There's been many, many dances.
Yes. Of course.
So the winner gets to be a Bonds girl, not a Bond girl. Don't get it twisted.
But and also get your shit together. That's a big ass deal.
And they get paid professional modeling fees, which is no small potatoes.
As a model to get a Hanes campaign? That's a big ass deal. That's a big deal.
Everyone's heard of Hanes.
Yes. And they meet with the choreographers, Ashley and Anthony, who I love. They were cute. And they seemed very supportive. And not like, they weren't, going back to Dancing with the Stars, this wasn't like a Mia Michael situation.
Like, no, this was like, shake your body, buddy, with somebody, buddy. Shake your body, buddy.
Like, it's not even a Travis Wall level. It's like, maybe they're get close to Tabitha and Napoleon, but maybe.
No, this not is... Most of the choreography is, like, shaking their booties.
Yeah, it's not even... I'm just saying in demeanor. Like, close to, like, maybe.
A hip-hop. Maybe. Yeah. Napoleon and Tabitha do hip-hop.
What did Anthony do?
With a page boy hat.
Yes. I mean, there was a lot of page boy hats on.
So you think you can dance?
And there's also a woman named Mandy Moore who's
not that Mandy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlotte thinks that Sophie's stiff and Jess is really nervous and Kelsey is like the standout while she watches them practice. Wait, I said Charlotte. Is Charlotte even there? Maybe it was just Sarah. Okay, sorry.
And like, Kelsey is a standout because she's not shy, you know, compared to the Catherines of the world.
Right.
But everyone seems to be trying their hardest, which is really nice to see, especially in the wake of, like, America's Next Top Model dancing challenges where, like, you know, we've seen girls just be like, fuck this, I don't dance, I'm not doing this.
They, like, feel too awkward and, like, laugh and don't want to look stupid.
And, like, raped up in their own sheet.
But we do get a very uncomfortable moment backstage when the girls meet Evermore, the band, and nobody speaks because they're all so nervous. And the guys have to literally go, do you guys not talk? And Jessica was like, I think we're all just very nervous.
Yeah, they were. We know. We saw.
Cute, guys. But I was also like, why are you guys nervous about Evermore? You're so much better than Evermore, each and every one of you.
I think because at this point, Evermore was like a really big band.
A really big band?
Okay, in 2008, hold on, I'm looking. Because what year is it? It's 2009 in Australian world. because this aired early 2010. Let's give it that.
Early 2010.
So in 2008, one of the members of Evermore was shortlisted for the Cleo Bachelor of the Year Award. So,
what does that mean?
It means like it's like sexiest man alive.
Is it comparable to that? Damn.
Well, I mean that's where my brain goes. But yeah. So in 2010, this is the band's last album. It seems like they were in support of. And it just sounds like, oh yeah, they were very, very famous at this point. Number 5 on the New Zealand charts, number 4 in Australia.
Damn. That's big stuff.
Yeah. So,
Catherine?
Put a great, a self-titled greatest hits album by this point. This band was, they were successful.
Okay, cool. I don't really care about them. But Catherine looks so hot. They all look so hot, but Catherine looks so hot.
She was putting that mesh. It wasn't like a sports bra. It was like more like a crop tank.
Yes.
Was like, it just looked different than everyone else's. And that's what made her stand out. She looked so hot. She just looked different. And like,
she looked so gorgeous. And so even though she was clearly uncomfortable, it was like working for her, I thought.
Yeah, it's because she looks like... Oh god, she looked like just the main character.
She looked like Misha Barton on the OC, but hotter. Yeah, like, but if Misha Barton had a shred of personality.
I mean,
anyway,
I would say that Catherine has as much personality as Misha Barton.
True. So, but Kelsey's the first girl out. We'll start with Kelsey. And she's like, she's working it. She's using her adrenaline to her advantage. Mm-hmm. She's on the floor section, giving it, like, literal sex kitten.
Hair whipping back and forth, up and down, all around.
Teased. And then Jess is clearly uncomfortable, not really used to being in her underwear. Joanna, I thought Joanna did great, honestly.
I thought Joanna did good, but I thought...
She was more model than, like, music video girl, but yeah. I thought that was a good thing.
I mean, Tyra Banks has regularly not sure about what we're supposed to be at any point, so. True. I can understand our confusion.
I just love
the point where, like, Joanna came out and just, like, looked down, like, walked, like, the runway kind of thing. And
yes.
And, like, was by herself. And then Sophie came and joined her. And I think if Joanna had done that choreography by herself, it would have been awkward, but Sophie's not a good dancer.
She elevated Joanna.
She's not a great dancer, but she's good at selling the dance.
She was hyping up the crowd, mm-hmm. She knew the assignment, good. she filled the brief.
She filled the brief, and she looked beautiful doing so. We'll get to what she says later.
Yeah, Sophie thinks she has it in the bag.
Yeah, but also, let's talk about the armbands.
Okay.
Remember when we brought armbands back? Like Avril Lavigne tried to give us armbands in, like, 2002, and then in 2010, there was a section of time where we thought we were going to be doing armbands.
Yeah.
And as a culture, we all said, that's too much.
Just I thought it was, like...
a shirt.
Okay, wait, what's your definition of armband?
The long tubes that go just from elbow to wrist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like a half sleeve, almost.
A half sleeve, but on the wrong side of the arm.
Yeah,
not
totally.
Not connected to any part of the shirt. Yes, that is an armband to me. What is an armband to you?
I thought you were talking about, like, sweatbands that girls would wear on their upper arms to show how skinny they were.
Yeah, those are sweat. I call them sweatbands.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, like, sheer... I call them, like, fishnet long-sleeve gloves. Because that's basically what they are.
Cut-off gloves.
Yeah.
Like, shit, like...
Fishnet cut-offs.
I'd say we're on the same side of a different... Or different sides of the same coin.
Exactly. They're the same thing, and I don't like it.
Me either. I don't like... I'm in this image, and I don't like it.
But Chris Smith loves each and every one of the girls, and is impressed with all of them.
He wants to fuck them all. He wants to cheat on Dani Minogue with all of them.
And I want to watch it.
Girl, same. Except not, because I love Dani. I would never do that to her. But we get the point.
So Sarah, Murdoch, and Chris meet with the girls backstage and give them feedback. Sophie is not the best dancer at all, but she was committed, and for that we commend her.
Amanda started off looking a little tepid, a little afraid, but over time she gained more confidence, and she ended really strong.
Yep. Yeah, hot. And then Catherine, obviously petrified.
Again. Like, it's like, Catherine, I was like,
she was trying to be fierce, but she just came off as looking scared.
Yeah. I think she was a little too in her head and thought, she was doing that thing where she's so in her head, and the mantra in her head is, don't look like you're in your head, don't look like you're in your head, don't look like you're in your head. And thus, she looked like she was in her head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very that. Joanna, there were just one look. And I was like, ooh, this is not a good episode for Joanna.
No.
I love her.
Poor Joanna.
She wasn't having fun. Like, I will say that they were right about that.
No, she didn't she look was, like...
More than all of them, even Catherine, she looked like she was not having fun.
And then Kelsey is a little raunchy for Sarah's liking. She was like, I had to turn away from you because you were, like, turning me on.
So, like, I realized watching this that Kelsey reminds me a lot of my friend Brittany, who is also small and has dark hair and blue eyes, and, like, they both have similar smiles, and... This 100% was something Brittany would do, but she would wind up, like, whipping her top off and, like shaking her head around. She's from Miami. She's from Miami.
There you go.
So, like, so I was like, I love it. I live for it. But also, there is a time and a place.
Exactly.
And you're at work right now, Kelsey. You're at work. Remember that.
She just got too into it and got a little carried away. But she's still in the top two. It's Kelsey and Amanda. And then... Obviously, Amanda wins.
I mean, also, look at Amanda.
Look at Amanda in that blue Bonds underwear. I was like, there's no way anyone else will win. She's like, too hot.
She's too hot. She was too hot.
She's just like, too hot.
I had a hard time looking at Kelsey. I couldn't look at Amanda. I was like, how dare you and I have the same name, and you look better than me.
Exactly.
Oh, she looks so good.
And Sophie is pissed and is convinced the only reason she didn't sweep the challenge is because she has short hair.
That's not true.
It would have been better with long hair. Bones just wanted a longer hair girl in their ass.
Wanted you to have long hair, they would have booked you and put extensions in.
They would have put extensions in,
like,
exactly.
It's like the power of being an executive at a brand, especially in casting, is your ability to look past things or see what one person might look like with X, Y, and Z all over their face, you know?
I just killed an
Sophie,
ant.
Sophie, I thought we had gotten past this. I thought you had embraced the hair. I thought we had done, like, what? No. And then...
Ugh, I hate her boyfriend.
Instantly, first of all, I know... This was uncouth in 2010. Sophie
calls her boyfriend to complain that she didn't win because of her short hair, and her boyfriend responds,
"That's gay."
Did we learn nothing from Wanda Sykes and Hillary Duff's ads?
Nothing from Hillary Duff's insulting.
It's not okay to say that's okay.
Like, I truly
don't say gay when you mean something stupid.
So Sophie is my age. Like, I think she's my age. I think she just turned 30. She's turning 30 this year. She was 19 in 2010, so she's my age. I stopped using gay as a negative term when I was in 11th grade. And I remember actively thinking, why is a sexuality a bad thing? Like, I remember that passing through my brain, and I eradicated it from my vocabulary that minute.
Exactly.
And that was 8 years, that was in 2002. So, if I, admittedly, I'm a deeply empathetic and, you know, gracious person, but, thank you, I see, feel Hillary rolling her eyes, but I had the wherewithal to know that was not a thing to say. And I know that we were as a culture, but I feel like even in 2010, we knew not to say that. I don't know. But Australia's backwards.
It's fucked up. I don't know that I ever said anything was so gay, because I think I was like, I didn't fully even understand what it was. And by the time I met my first gay person in high school, Jacob Bolton, I was like, I love this person. Like, I don't understand. But anyway, so, yeah, her boyfriend is a tool.
A tool. tool bag.
Asshole. So that night, Sophie finally gets off the phone after having her boyfriend be a big old douche lord.
And we get my favorite reality TV trope, which we've talked about on this podcast. We get a shot of a clock. Because they have us make sure that we know that it is 11:24 p.m. and the girls are about to go to sleep. But guess what? No, they're fucking not. They're about to turn off the lights. The light's about to go down. We close the curtains. Guess what? Bling, bling, bling. Sarah mail.
Sarah's in here. Sarah's in your room. Sarah's under your bed. Sarah's in your closet. Sarah's everywhere.
Sarah is clinging to the ceiling right now. And Sarah and Sophie and Catherine, yet again, were giving Sarah mail. I guess they were the producer's favorites this week. I guess they wanted to remind us.
Lola, like, rolls out from under Sophie and Catherine's bunk bed and is like, check your phone, gals. And then she rolls back under.
Lola, like rolls out, but just puts the phone on the table.
Yeah. And,
like,
she turns up the ringer on the phone, sets it on the nightstand next to Sophie, and then rolls back under the bed. She's working overtime, that girl.
Honestly, it's 11:24 p.m. She should go. She's like, I can.
She should be asleep.
My call time is midnight. I'm done.
But Sophie goes and wakes up all the girls and is like, "Hello, not time for bed yet.
Pack plenty of warm clothes and prepare for an overnight stay. Your cars depart in 30 minutes. XO, Sarah."
So, we got a packing montage. The girls only have 30 minutes. Hell. And nobody has warm clothes because it's Australia.
It's Australia, and this is early 2010. It's not their winter! It's their summer!
No, I think it is their winter right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they were filming.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so it aired, it was July through September, so that's their winter.
So they all, first of all, Kelsey is a road trip genius. She calls Shotgun, and she's holding her pillow, and she gets in the car. And I'm like, that's how you
smart.
Sarah calls the girls while they're on the road, and is basically just like, you guys should all be asleep right now, because you're going to have to work at dawn. So use this time.
Just as a model, you have to cope with unusual hours sometimes. And as a model, sometimes working on location, you have to be there at dawn.
Dawn.
Get your beauty sleep. Because when you arrive at your destination, you'll be modeling. No dilly-dally. No bullshit.
And Joanna's like, okay, cool. We can't even shower before the shoot. Great. I can't wait. Joanna loves to shower.
Joanna loves to shower.
The cars are Joanna, Kelsey, Amanda, and Sophie, Catherine, Jess. And these poor drivers have to just drive all night.
All night, yeah. And Kelsey sees that they're in Jindabyne.
Jindabyne.
Like, we're going to the snow. And I said, what snow? What snow?
I didn't know there was snow in Australia.
I mean, I assume.
I guess, if there's mountains, there's going to be snow.
Yep, because that's how altitude works.
So Josh is just standing in the freezing cold waiting for the girls in front of the Threadbow sign. And he's like, welcome to Threadbow!
Almost verbatim what my note says.
And they're going to be wearing lingerie in the snow. And it's a physical and mental strength test.
And because this is Australia, the girls are also wearing Ugg boots.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that. I thought they were wearing, what are the other kind?
Emus.
No, those, like, yellow and black big, like, hiking boots.
I don't even know. Duck boots?
Yeah.
I just remember seeing Sophie in some Ugg boots.
I bet she is. They probably just provided the other kind of shoes, like, to help them get from set.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, because I took note of these Ugg boots. I said, good Australian girls, look at you.
And they have to take a chairlift. What is it called? Not a jet ski. Snowmobile. All the way to get to set.
I couldn't do either. Nope.
Wait, what?
I could never take a snowmobile up to the top of a mountain.
You couldn't go on a chairlift?
I'm afraid of heights!
Really?
I'm terrified. But you've been around me on heights. I'm terrified of heights.
But you like to go to rooftop bars.
Yeah, and you don't see me near the fucking edge. I don't look out. I don't look down. I stay on the inside parts where I can't. Girl, I almost fainted in the Renaissance Center.
I haven't gone to an amusement park with you. I'm just realizing.
When we went to the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.
Yes. The space simulator. The flight simulator. Yes.
That freaked me the fuck out.
Damn.
Not good. Like, I'm a tall bitch who's not good at height. So is my brother.
Interesting.
It's like a funny joke in our family. We're like,
because
oh,
you're so tall.
I have enough altitude. I don't need to be any higher. It's horrible.
Well, Sophie is also afraid of heights. And
yep,
she's
doing what I would do.
Yeah, she's freaking out in the chairlift, and Josh is just laughing at her.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Jess has never seen snow in real life.
Yeah.
And they're at basically one of the highest points of Australia. It's awesome.
I just have to interrupt to say that my mother just texted me. And because I sent her a story that I wrote today about scent memories and revenge perfumes. Can I just read this text that my mom wrote?
Please.
Because I sent her, she says, that was amazing. I remember last year when you made me stop wearing the hand cream that bad brought back bad memories. I did. I made her stop wearing a hand cream, but she didn't run me.
Good.
And you're right about the pandemic bringing back perfume in a big way. It gave us a sensory boost that we needed in a shrinking world. Also, Dr. Perfume is a hoot. Her name is Professor Perfume, Mom.
Dr. Perfume.
She was the perfect interviewee. I finally got to go into the link. Let me see all the writing you've been doing for Grazia. Really nice, Amanda. True confession. I held my breath before clicking on the Vibrary story because I wondered/feared it would be you. Yup, it was you!
Damn. Mom,
to my writer page on Grazia and found a vibrator story and then was shocked that I had written it.
Ooh, yes. Did you get to test them out yourself?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay. So we learned that Jess is anti-fur, pro-animal, PETA girl, but the wardrobe for the shoot is vintage lingerie and fur. And Josh tells the girls that they have the choice of whether or not they want to wear fur, which is super cool, because they would never do that on America's.
Never. Like, it would be a whole drama.
It'd be a whole thing.
America, for sure.
But Jess is like, I'm going to wear it, because it's fucking cold, and I'm going to wear leather, too. And that will come back.
Yes. And it came back in a weird way.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Like, she didn't stick to her guns, but also it was like, did she want to get frostbite, or did she want to stick to her guns?
I have no idea. We'll get there. Anyway, so Amanda also rightfully is afraid of getting frostbitten because they're wearing lingerie in the cold on the snow on a mountain. And we all remember what happened to Cassandra on Australia's Next Top Model Season 8. We all remember.
Season 8?
Cycle. Sorry.
You said Australia's Next Top Model Season 8?
America's Next Top Model Cycle 8.
You said Australia.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself.
I'm so confused. Who are we talking about?
Remember during the ice cream photo shoot in Australia's, America's Next Top Model Cycle 8? We've been saying Australia for so long, I got used to it. America's Next Top Model Cycle 8, the one where they were naked and they had to hold the ice cream.
Yes.
Sandra got fucking frostbite?
Yes.
Thank you. We got there. But yes, I understand why Amanda is afraid. She's right to be afraid.
Yeah,
but
they also don't care.
Didn't other Jessica from Cycle 2 have a whole thing about fur?
Did she?
I have to go through my notes. Yes, this is a thing. Because Nick tagged us on Instagram and said there's going to be a lot of discussion about about Jessica, and I said,
oh,
what are you
Jessica
talking about?
Jessica French with the amazing tits. I remember her.
I just can't remember what happened.
I can't either.
I will look it up.
But you look it up. I'll get into the shoots. The photographer is David Shields, and Sophie's up first, and she looks like a human snow leopard hybrid with her fucking fur hat. Very Vogue. Just so elevated and gorgeous.
Yeah.
Probably her best photo, I think.
Yeah. I think, definitely her best photo. Definitely the best she's looked all season. Like, the makeup this shoot Oh, kill me. Fuck me up.
Gorgeous.
Like,
so,
stunning.
Jess is up next, and Josh is like, see, you decided to suck it up where the fair and leather. And she's nervous on her shoot, but she brings it. This is an interesting shoot, because all the girls did well, according to Josh Flynn, but then almost everybody sucked, according to the judging panel.
And the photos were terrible, in my
opinion. The photos they chose were awful, except for Catherine and Sophie.
Like, that felt purposeful.
Yeah, I'm sure that was, like, some producer storyline-driven choices.
Like, we have to give Kelsey a reason to, like, we have to give some of these girls arcs, you know?
Then we get, Kelsey, and she's trying to get in touch with her emotions and not be raunchy like she was in the challenge. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's, like, soft. She looks like a snow angel with her rosy little cheeks.
Yeah, which is why I was like, what happened here, baby? Like, what happened to your...
Right. I'm very confused about the best photo picks. Amanda also did great. She was, like, Wuthering Heights, laying in the snow, but she could only do subtle movements, so she's, like, in a limited position. But she still, according to everybody, did fine.
Right. So...
And Joanna, Josh straight up tells her he's proud of her, because she, doing her fierce bag of tricks. She tried something new.
It was very, very, very confusing in terms of editing, in terms of just everything that we've come to expect. Like, we expect the show to bamboozle us.
Yeah. Sure.
But I don't know. This one I was very confused by the judging, especially in comparison to everything that Josh was saying. Yeah, the shoot.
And then last but not least is Catherine, and, like, the fog is rolling in, and the sun is setting, and it's colder, and they have to work
another
fast.
Photo shoot where Catherine has to work fast because she's been blessed by the environment.
It always works in her favor.
It always works in her favor. Like, it's like, there's nothing to be, I'm only mad because I'm like, I wish I had that kind of look. Like, girl, get it.
Yeah, so I think it's because, like, maybe when she's being rushed, she doesn't have time to, like, get in her head about it. I don't know. I mean, possibly.
But also, it's just like, we gotta get you to set, girl, because everything's working right now, and you gotta work, so...
So yuck. Then she knows all her angles, she gets in there, she does the deed, and then the girls go back to the Sequoia Lodge to drink hot cocoa.
Yes.
Job all done. What a great day. They think.
And we are led to think, too, because they'd be celebrating with hot cocoa.
I mean, judging.
I've never had hot cocoa that I've not been celebrating about.
No.
Just, man.
God, no. The guest judge this week is Priscilla, randomly. We haven't seen her once.
I was like, okay, I'm always happy to see you.
Yeah.
I'm
happy to see you. I just thought maybe Chris Smith would show his gorgeous cheekbones again.
What if Chris Smith was the guest judge? I don't think Charlotte can handle it. I don't think Charlotte would be able to handle it.
Or Alex Perry.
No.
Everyone looks really cute for judging, I thought. Except for Sophie, who's wearing, like, a black maxi dress.
Yeah, not a good one.
No. It needed to be, like, at least have an empire waist. It had no shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Catherine's up first, and they're like, you didn't do well in the rock and roll thing, but photo, perfect.
Right.
It's okay, so what frees me a titsoful, huh?
I'm looking through my cycle 2 notes, and I looked up Jess, I looked up Jessica, I looked up Fur. I have nothing of that note, but I remember this happening. Am I crazy?
No, it definitely happened.
Okay, something happened with... We are acknowledging that something happened with her.
Look up the wiki page of, like, what shoots they had.
Wasn't it the circus one? I feel like it was the circus one that they freaked out, that she was, like, upset about. Something
she
of
had
that
her
age.
Moments where she was just, I mean, freaking out.
The cashews. I remember the cashews.
Yes. Kelsey, they're disappointed. She looks tired from the drive up and looks like she gave up, and Charlotte calls it, like, her first major fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when she said that, I went, ooh, that's not, That's not nice. That's
no,
not
it's sad.
That's not good.
Good. Joanna, Sarah's like, this photo's flat and I absolutely hate it. But Priscilla likes it. Priscilla basically tells Joanna, even if you get eliminated, I'm going to sign you.
Like, it's and according to where are they now? Yep.
Alex calls it men's magazine Dynasty. You look like you're on Dynasty.
Yes.
AKA Dynasty.
And Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Yeah, I loved it. I also, as soon as they said that, I texted my friend Catherine and I said, so they said Dynasty like this. It's now adjoining Adidas and aluminium in my vocabulary of words that I refuse to pronounce the way Americans pronounce.
Advertisement?
Advertisement for sure. Love advertisement.
Wait, what was the first one you said?
Adidas.
Oh, instead of Adidas?
Yeah.
Adidas.
Adidas is so much sexier than Adidas.
Hell yeah. Aluminium.
Aluminium.
What about herbs? Do you say herbs?
I don't like herbs because it makes me feel like I'm Gordon Ramsay.
Beautiful, beautiful fried eggs.
Like eggs and herbs.
Then we got Sophie. Who looks expensive.
Literally, Alex Perry interrupts Sarah to call her expensive.
He's like, you are Italian Vogue. I get it now.
Finally.
I'm in.
Exactly.
Amanda. She won the challenge, but they don't like her photo. It's not good, to be fair. But I bet she had some good ones. I would think she had better ones than this. And she's doing the mouth thing that they hate.
So generic. That's the only word I had for it. It was just generic. Considering Amanda's a fucking great model. How do you make her look so boring? We saw her in that perfume campaign. I don't understand.
Exactly.
Jessica. Yeah. Jessica shows up and they ask her about her feelings about fur. And she's like, oh, I don't like fur, I don't wear it, but I put up with it on set. And Sarah clarifies, and I wish that they had done this, but Sarah is quick to clarify that they wouldn't have eliminated Jessica for her beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And that would never happen on America's Next Top Model.
I mean, like, season one, Robin is the prime example of somebody getting eliminated for their beliefs. Not that I'm a Robin stan by any means.
They would literally put these girls in so much fur. They find the vegetarian girl, cover her in a bear suit. Like, it's fucking, like...
For a storyline.
For a storyline. But, like, and they may, like, be like, you have to be a scary bear and like cover her in bear urine or something. It's like...
Yeah.
Like... And I'm glad that they do that because they're reminding us that, yes, this is a modeling competition, but also you would 100% get fired if you got hired on a gig for fur and... I mean, you wouldn't get put up for that job.
Right, you wouldn't get put up for that job.
But in real life. It's like, I'm glad that she clarified this.
But I also thought it was cool that she, like, pushed through and did it anyway. Like, I thought that was going to earn her points, not affect her negatively. But Sarah's, like, mad that she didn't stick to her guns.
Same. That's what confused me the most. I was like, oh, you're mad that she didn't give you the TV moment that you expected. That's what I felt like.
Yeah, she was so chill about it. She was just like, oh, well, I'll do it.
Yeah, you know. Jessica also, eat them up. Eat them up. Give them, girl. She gave it to us, finally. Thank you. Thank you, Jessica.
Yeah, I thought the photo was gorgeous.
Alex Perry called it nothing, and I said, first of all, Alex Perry, you don't like her, so...
Alex does not understand her beauty.
Yeah, and but it's weird because he says, this photo is nothing to me, and I just expect more from you every time. We have several episodes of you talking about how you don't understand this girl's beauty and you don't like her face. So how now have you gone to now you expect more from her?
Right.
Right. I'm sorry, Alex Perry. Make it make sense.
Well, and it's Charlotte's favorite photo, and Charlotte is the epitome of taste, so fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and Sarah's like, this is the strongest final six we've ever had.
And I firmly 100% agree.
I agree.
I think Catherine's the weak spot. But, like,
I think
that's not, I don't think that's lack of talent. I think that's immaturity, you know, and a lack of confidence.
Yeah, and I think Jess is, like, the least versatile in yes. terms of bookings, but yes. every other person, I think, could
There's
win.
There's a category in a market, and every single yeah. person going forward could win.
Sophie's yeah. personality is not great, but here we are. Deliberation, Sophie ticks all the boxes. Charlotte.
They say she's finally done something worth discussing.
Which is like, read.
Such a read. I was like, oh my
read
god.
Read her to fill.
Attack her. Oh my god.
Charlotte is fighting for Jess, and Sarah's like, Jess's look is just not in fashion anymore. She's past.
Yeah, she's not wrong. But, you know. And the girl, they're so disappointed in Amanda. They're just like, I just can't with this
yeah,
photo. And
they're
I'm
like, we have to fire her.
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Catherine, but, beautiful. Joanna, bad photo. And then Kelsey. I think Alex is just, like, dreadful.
Yeah, Alex Perry's just like, I just want to send her home right then and there.
Yeah, Alex Perry's over Kelsey in a big way.
Because, I mean, she had the audacity to be short in front of him. That's the main thing.
Exactly.
He's still mad. He never can forgive her for that. Exactly. But it's amazing because Joanna and her are the same height.
Of course they
also,
are.
Also, Sarah says about Joanna's photo, she goes, I can't even look at it. That's how bad she thinks it is.
Sad.
Like, yikes.
So call out order. We've got Sophie, Catherine, Jessica, Amanda, and then the bottom two are Joanna and Kelsey. And Joanna and Amanda are mm-hmm. already crying.
As I was too.
Oh,
I was.
It's so sad.
Joanna has what it takes to be a model, but she might not be getting her cool confidence across in photos. And Kelsey disappointed the judges, and they're worried that she might not have the time to be disappointing to them just yet or anymore. So, bye, Joanna.
Bye, Joanna.
I'm sorry. I think Kelsey should have gone home. I think Kelsey should have gone home. I know they were equal. Like, with track record, these two were head-to-head at
yeah.
this point.
I think between the two, just because Kelsey's shorter, it might have been.
The same height.
They are? Why do they never talk about Joanna's height?
Because Joanna holds it differently. It's the same the way people think that I'm taller than I am. Because Joanna has longer legs than Kelsey does. People think I'm 5'10 all the time. I'm 5'8. My legs are just long.
Weird.
Yeah. I'm a medium tall bitch with tall bitch energy. And Joanna has tall girl energy.
That's so upsetting.
Kelsey doesn't. Yeah, Kelsey gives me short girl energy.
What's Joanna's, where are they now? I need to know. I know she was successful, but I need to feel better.
Right, cutie. So. She did damn good, honey.
Hell yeah.
She first signed to Priscilla's and then Vivian's, and then the next few years later, she signed with Bareface Model Agency in Dubai, plus Gem Fuck Models yeah. and Summon Agency in Bangkok. She was in Grazia Italia, Vogue Italia, Frankie, Girlfriend, Vestal, The Iconic, Fashion Trench, Lucoma, Grazia Middle East, Emirates Women, contributor, and We Thailand. She worked with Massey Restaurant in Dubai, Club 21 Thailand, West LA Boutique, RSU Lookbook, The Activewear, X On Demand, Penny Allen, Mochi, Indira Jewelry, and Galamar Swimsuits. She also worked for Camilla and Mark, Michael Losordo, and Flowers for a Vagabond. And all of that with over 200 tests. She has a gallery of over 600 photos.
Hot.
She made music. She released her first single in May of 2016. We can play it on iTunes. You can get it on iTunes. Well, she has songs on her YouTube and her SoundCloud. And now she's married to a photographer named Max Hellier, and they recently founded an environmental conservation organization called Root the Future.
Hell yeah, bitch. That's our girl.
A sample of her song?
Please.
Hold on. Let's see. I opened on Apple Music. I want to see if we can just fast forward.
Who does she sound like? I'm trying to figure
Banks.
It out.
Banks.
Yeah?
That, that's the, all of that. That light, airy, yeah. Like a Banks. Lord sentiment, like, that kind of vibe.
Oh, Lord, definitely.
Very that. Well, Hillary, do you want me to do our social media?
Yes, please.
All right, you gorgeous creatures. If you, if you like this episode of America's Next Top Best Friend, you can go follow all of our social media links. That's over at americasnexttopbestfriend.com. If you want to follow us on Patreon, you can go listen to our bonus episodes. We go twice a month. We're doing one today. Probably going to get to one at some point. Another one. We have to. But we'll get there. And you can go listen to Patreon.com/nexttopbestfriend. Send us an email at nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. Please don't yell in our emails about what we missed about Jessica, because we know we fucked up and we know that we're missing something. We're aware, guys. We know. We're not going to Corrections Corner next week because we recapped it. We already recapped it. Go back and listen to those old episodes of Cycle 2. You guys could tell us what we're wrong. If you want to follow Hillary on social media, you can go to Hilarious123 at Twitter and Instagram. And you can go follow me and my shiny new blue check mark on Twitter at Loch Ness Manda, and on Instagram, where they refused to verify me. They rejected me an hour after Twitter verified me. So, love my life. Love the work I do. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week for more Cycle 6, Australia's Next Top Model.
Be on top. Change. Love you guys. Bye.